Camp of Israel, All is Well. Accompanying the following poems on the epic nature of the Latter-day Saint Pioneer Journey is a sampling of artwork from the 4th International Art Competition. Titled 150 Years of Pioneering, the exhibition is on display until the 1st of September 1997 at the Museum of Church History and Art, and celebrates pioneering past and present. Approximately 150 pieces were selected from nearly 600 entries by Latter-day Saint artists in 38 U.S. states and 31 countries worldwide. 22 art pieces received awards of merit, 15 received purchase awards. Pioneer Journal by Christy Lund Coles. Nauvoo. Today we left Nauvoo the beautiful. We saw the temple towering stark and high. Our empty houses then turned to face the dull western expanse of loneliness and sky. The words were written carefully and slow. Each phrase is fashioned meaningful and clear. Yet, now and then, a small blotch lets me know the words were interrupted by a tear. I read her journal over now and see the gallant preparations for the West. I understand her words, God made man free to worship. We shall yet find comfort, rest, a spot where every one of us will dare kneel down in peace to say an honest prayer. Camp of Israel, number 2, by Eliza R. Snow. Written on leaving our first encampment after crossing the Mississippi River. Lo, a mighty host of Jacob tented on the western shore of the noble Mississippi, which they had been crossing o'er. At the last day dawn of winter, bound with frost and wrapped in snow, hark, the cry is, onward, onward, camp of Israel, rise and go. All at once is life and motion, trunks and beds and baggage fly, oxen yoked and horses harnessed, tents rolled up and passing by. Soon the carriage wheels are moving onward to a woodland dell, where at sunset all are quartered, camp of Israel, all is well. A Widow's Lullaby at Winter Quarters, 1846, by Edna S. Brown. Sleep, my little one, sleep while mother dreams of your comely smile and your small hands cupping my heart, of my completeness holding you, the happy burden of your trust, my pride in your unfolding, the wonders wished for you since our first touch. Even here, here in this wind-whipped place, this savage wilderness, you have been my courage and my star. Sleep, my little one. Sleep in your narrow bed under your coverlet of prairie sod and stones gently piled. Sleep while mother dreams and weeps, walking the long, lonely miles ahead. 1847 by James Hammond. A strong-winged eagle from far, wind-worn cliffs alights upon a white-lined buffalo skull. With these carved words like faded hieroglyphs above the cracked eye sockets, meaningful. Camped here July the 2nd, 47. We made 8 miles today. The eagle unfurls its far-flown wings and skims and soars toward heaven in easy sweep, where the thin froth cirrus curls. The eagle labors aloft between the clouds which plunge their misty walls to the horizon, like bleached and billowed sails the sea-wind crowds, and on the desert swift their shadows run. But those slow wagon wheels, tight choked with clay, groaned beneath their loads 8 miles that day. This is The Place by Ruth May Fox. There is a place by prophets long foretold where God would gather Israel in one fold, deliver them from wicked tyranny, and lead them forward to their destiny. Where is the place? O Lord our God, for truth and thy dear name, we are mobbed and beaten, our prophets slain, our homes despoiled. In vain we seek redress. Our only lodging is a wilderness. Where is the place? Be not dismayed, said one so great and wise. We'll wend our way toward the western skies. Though wild beasts howl and demons bar the way, we'll put an end to this nefarious fray. We'll find the place. So forth they fared o'er desert, mount, and stream, a sure fulfillment of their prophet's dream. Faith whispered oft, Jehovah, bade the sea roll back that ancient Israel might be free. We'll find the place. Another hill to climb, oh, weary day, will it never end this arduous way? The hilltop gained, what wonder and surprise! A scene of marvelous beauty met their eyes, a lovely place. Behold, a valley spreading far and wide, majestic mountains guarding every side, blue skies, a glistening inland sea, while over all the sun shone gloriously. Is this the place? No, murmured some. No mortal could withstand this awful desolation, this arid land. There's not a blade of grass, scarcely a tree. Let us move on. O Lord, we ask of thee, show us the place. Their leader pondered with searching gaze. He saw a city beautiful, with days of peace, fruitful fields and gardens fair. A towering temple, roses everywhere. He turned and said, this is the place. This Journey May Appear by Alta L. Leafty. No room? But oh, there must be. I cannot leave these precious things behind for lustful hands to seize and gloat upon. I could not bear it. Let me see. Beneath the spinning wheel, could we not find a little space? You're sure? Oh, John, please hold me while I look a last farewell upon this home we built and loved so well. This cannot be the one place above all others God has chosen for his saints. For this we left our lands and home behind and braved the grasping desert waste. For this we hushed the sorrowed mother's plaints, lest staking death creep unawares and find the rest of us. O God, pray help me see the blossom that this hiding place shall be. This is the place, my son. The ensign your great-grandpa helped to build so long ago, you don't remember him, or me, but brave men like him fought and won the desert over to their way of living, tilled the stubborn soil and blessed it. Years may dim our struggle, but none better knows the tears that fed this blossoming desert rose. Tribute by Mabel Jones Gabbett. Out of my people's weeping, out of their desperate need, out of my people's keeping faith with their Christ-like creed, blossomed the barren desert, haven of peace and rest, high in the mountain fastness, empire of the West. Out of my people's sorrow, out of their pain and grief, triumphs a bright tomorrow born of their great belief. The following picture captions accompany this article. Pages 40 and 41. Fresh Courage Take by David Greenall of Kearns, Utah, 1996, photograph. Part of life is the fact that we may encounter pioneer-like trials. The key is to have pioneer-like faith. Lower right, page 41. Entering the Presidio, 1846, by Howard Post of Gilbert, Arizona, 1996, painting. Purchase Award. This painting commemorates the arrival in 1846 of the Mormon Battalion in Frontier, Tucson, Arizona. Page 42. Right. Midwife, Thy Path, Her Chosen Way, by Crystal Hauter of Fair Oaks, California, 1996 painting. Purchase Award. There are today and throughout the history of the Church countless stories of women with quiet strength, daughters of our Heavenly Father who have selflessly paved the way for future generations. Page 43, lower right. Brigham Young, 1847, by Robert Kaiser of Omaha, Nebraska, 1996, sculpture. My statue represents Brigham Young as he appeared in a photograph about the time the first wagon train departed from winter quarters to the Salt Lake Valley in 1847. Page 44, right-hand side. Along the Trail, Southern Wyoming by Walter Rain of Salem, Oregon, 1996 painting. Purchase Award. This view of the arid land along the Mormon Trail in Wyoming Territory has its own attractions and beauty. Page 45, upper right. The Women's Pull by Matthew Ivan Cherry of Park Forest, Illinois, 1996 painting. Inspiration for this painting came from an actual handcart trek that my wife participated in. She learned of the great faith our early pioneers had as they sought a promised land, and she gained charity for her family members. Page 45, center right. Big Brother Leads the Way by Ann Croft of Meridian, Idaho, 1996 painting. My work depicts three of the Caminero children from the Dominican Republic. The boy getting baptized is the first child born in the covenant to be baptized there. Page 45, lower center. Contemplating Moroni's Promise by John Andelin of Williston, North Dakota, 1996 wood carving, Award of Merit. This wood carving depicts a Russian laborer pondering the scripture, inviting people to read and ponder the words from the Book of Mormon. See Moroni, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. End of article, Camp of Israel, All is Well.